But you'd say rock.
I would say rock.
Mm-hmm. And then telling somebody about it, you would say, I picked up a rock and I
threw it at the dog.
Oh. Do you ever use another word for throw?
No, some people would say toss, but I always say throw.
How about chunk?
I don't use it, although it is a legitimate colloquial.
Okay, let me see if the sound's okay. And since the sound is okay, if you go to somebody's house and he's not there, you would say, well, I guess he's not
at home.
Mm-hmm. And if someone came to visit you and your mother was out in the yard and someone said, and the visitor said, where's David? She would say he's...
out in the yard.
Well, no, she's out in the yard. You're...
Oh, he's in the house.
Okay. And specifying that you were in the room where you eat, you would say he's...
He's in the dining room.
The room where you cook, he's...
He's in the kitchen.
Okay. And then the beverage that you say you don't drink, but most people drink for breakfast is...
Well, coffee.
Pardon?
It's coffee.
Okay, you didn't really say that you didn't drink it. Do you ever drink it?
Seldom.
If you do drink it, how do you drink it?
With cream, plenty of cream and sugar.
Is it really cream that you use?
It can be cream or it can be milk.
Well, if it were milk, you'd say I drink my coffee.
With cream and milk. I mean, with sugar and milk.
Do it the other way around.
Or with milk and sugar.
Okay. It's the with before the M sound that I was trying to get. That's why I was aiming for
with milk.
With
milk and sugar.
And then if you did not drink your coffee with anything in it, you'd say I drink my coffee.
I drink my coffee black.
Or the opposite of with, you'd say I drink it...
without cream and sugar.
Okay, good.
Or milk and sugar.
Do you know of any other terms for black coffee?
No.
Did you ever hear drinking coffee barefooted?
No.
That's rare, but it does occur. If there were no coffee ready and you were going to prepare some, you'd say I'm going to go...
and make a pot of coffee.
Okay. Do you ever say boil the coffee or anything like that?
No.
Perk the coffee?
No.
Okay. If someone is not going away from you, he's coming straight...
toward me.
All right. And if you met someone in town that you hadn't expected to see and you're telling someone about it later, you'd say, I just happened to run...
into someone.
All right. Mm-hmm. And you might say, of a baby, they named that baby...
after me.
Mm-hmm. Good. Yeah. I didn't give you much of a clue for that when you picked up on it very well. Now, the next section is about animals. The animal that barks is?
A dog.
And if you want your dog to attack another dog, what do you say?
Sick him.
Okay. What would you call a mixed breed dog?
A mixed breed? I guess he's not a half breed. I always just say he's a mixture.
Would you ever say mongrel or mutt or anything like that?
I would say mongrel, but when I say mongrel, it has reference to just a common dog.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All right, how about a small, noisy dog? No particular breed, just if you have a term for that general style dog.
No, just a small, noisy dog.
Did you ever hear a dog called a feist?
No.
Do you know the word feist?
I'm not sure.
Or feisty.
Feisty.
What does that mean? Mm-hmm.
I always think of it as being spirited and sharp.
Is it of a dog or a person?
It can be a person.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. How about a dog that's absolutely worthless?
I call him a mongrel or a mutt.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Then if there was a big fence up and a sign, beware of the dog, you'd say, watch out, that dog might...
might jump the fence.
And he might...
bite.
And yesterday he
bit.
And he has
bitten.
Do you ever say dog bit?
No.
You ever hear anybody say dog?
I've heard people say, oh yes, he was dog bitten.
Dog bitten.
Mm-hmm.
Do you ever say anything else bit, like